In Hawaii's ongoing surge in COVID-19 cases, the State Department of Health continues to observe a dramatic rise in cases of young people. One key reason may be that public messages on avoiding the virus hasn't effectively reached them yet. Early in the pandemic, this is what you might have heard.
6 foot space from me to you. Hey, wash your hands for 20 seconds, boo.
Messages like these targeted the general public, but they were delivered by celebrities like 71-year-old comedian Frank De Lima, well known to older audiences. East West Center infectious disease expert Tim Brown says those ads were not reaching young people.
If the messaging aspect was being dealt with appropriately, young people would not be behaving the way they are right now.
Hawaii has spent about $152,000 in state funds and about $250,000 from the federal government on public messages, all aimed at stopping the spread of COVID-19. It's not clear how effective that spending has been. Case numbers show that those 18 to 29 continue to catch the virus more than any other age group. They don't end up in the hospital or die at the same rate of the elderly, but they can spread the virus whether they show symptoms or not. The state health department's early advertising efforts raised enough concerns that others felt compelled to step in. The state House of Representatives COVID-19 committee set up a communications subcommittee and developed its own campaign. The effort called COVID POW is set to launch next week. It includes a social media strategy, a key component that the state lacked at the beginning, as well as video advertisements and a website. And it's designed to last at least a year, perhaps even two. Na'alehu Anthony, former executive director at OEV Television, is one of the project leaders.
This is about compelling people through them being able to see themselves in some of these stories.
One commercial features a young active fitness instructor who fell ill with COVID-19 and had to be hospitalized. Beyond making sense, Anthony says the commercials need to touch people emotionally.
Make it personal, and it's like, oh no, these people were from my neighborhood. They went to the same restaurants I went to. They are grandparents or kids or moms and dads just like me. The storytelling to me makes it real. Obviously, this is deadly and it is very real, but how do we make sure that people know it's real?
Since mid-August, well into the pandemic, the State Department of Health began running ads aimed at younger people.
I miss seeing my friends.
But all the outbreaks in a way, it's like they're always from big gatherings.
I avoid large groups.
Period.
A health department spokeswoman said by email that Anthology Group was hired to research and produce the ads targeting young people. While it's too soon to tell if these new messages are working, Hawaii may be on the right track. Alice Payne Merritt, the team leader for the Breakthrough Action Project on COVID-19 at Johns Hopkins University School of Public Health, said one campaign that works well with young people in Baltimore and other countries like the Philippines is an appeal to be a hero.
I think it takes you from your everyday life and, you know, I'm just a teacher, I'm just a student, I'm just a daily laborer. But even though we're all just regular people in our regular lives, we can be more than regular. We can be a hero. So a call to action to be a hero kind of calls upon each of us to be our best self. Who doesn't want to be a hero? And I think that's very culturally dependent.
The State Department of Health also started a campaign yesterday sharing COVID-19 survivor stories to appeal emotionally to residents. Just how effective its efforts will be remains to be seen. But one thing is clear, it's better late than never. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.